Keene Winters, Wausau City Council, about to get a new proposal from you concerning landlords. What's that about?
Well, we had put numbers in finance to a landlord licensing proposal. It's been talked about in the Housing Task Force for a long time, but it's part really of a comprehensive solution. I think people understand that the housing stock that surrounds the downtown has gotten into a dilapidated condition, and it's really forming a home for all sorts of problems that we have in the city. High unemployment, drugs and crime, and we need to address that area in a comprehensive way. Right now, the inspections program really is on a complaint basis only. But look, if the whole neighborhood is bad rentals, who complains, right? And so if we had a landlord licensing system, there would be a license fee per year, and in this case, $20 per year, and the license and the properties would be inspected every other year so that we would systematically go through the entire housing stock instead of just visiting those places which have neighbors to complain. And again, if your neighbors are rentals, probably no complaints, and we really don't get to those places.
It sounds like the fee would be low enough where it's affordable and would not affect the rents, too.
Well, I think that that's important. I really wanted to see that fee low, but of course it does take some money to do it. But also I think good landlords should look at this as an opportunity because they're, of course, in price competition with landlords who do not invest and do not keep their properties up. If you could impose a system for $20 a unit and you would have level the playing field so that if you're a good landlord, you know the other guy has to be good too or he'll be out of business. And so it's a level playing field. I also understand from other communities like Eau Claire that have had landlord licensing for example, student rentals, that the documentation of the condition of your place by a public official is helpful to landlords. When tenants do damage to the place, they can automatically go to the public documentation and say, hey, it wasn't like this, I'm keeping your security deposit.
So it sounds like that even though it's an additional level of government and management, it sounds like a tool that could be useful for both landlords and tenants.
Well, I think it's really not a different level. Right now, we inspect properties, but we only do it on a complaint basis. So we are chasing our tail. And when you're chasing your tail, it's a very inefficient approach to it. Where if you put in a systematic approach where you're going to license everyone and you're going to go through all the units individually in a two-year cycle, you're really going to cover everything and do everything fairly and evenly, and you're going to do it proactively rather than chasing your tail all the time.
That $20 fee, would that be per property owner or per unit?
Per unit.
When would this possibly see committee action and full council action?
Well, it's going to be considered at the next Finance Committee meeting in October. We'll talk about it some more, and it looks like it may become part of the budget package, which goes to budget hearing, the first council meeting in November, and then is voted on by the full council at the second council meeting in November.
Anything you want to add?
I think we have to take this in a comprehensive way. In addition to this, I think we have to look at zoning for that downtown area in the long run. It's not just inspections, but I think this is an important step forward.